First and foremost, I just want to apologise to the people of Donegal, because even though I know where my comments were coming from, and I'll explain them in a moment, I 100% can see what, you know, how it looked, the way I spoke. I didn't articulate my message well enough. I should have gone into examples when I was talking about, you know, negative attitudes and stuff like that. I was simply trying to just kind of put a positive spin even on, you know, our own experience at the election, and remind people that we live in an incredible county. And that's genuinely where my intentions were. Anybody that knows me would know that I would absolutely never insult, certainly people that have taken time to vote for me. It's just not who I am. However, having watched the footage back, I can 100% see that that's exactly what it looked like. But just to say that, especially people in defective concrete block homes, referring to, you know, some of the phrases that I used, moaning and groaning, etc., they absolutely were not directed at people that are literally having their lives fall down around them. I meant smaller issues. And as I said, I was more referring to us just kind of, you know, trying to have a bit of a brighter attitude and being grateful for what we have here in the county. But having seen the way the weekend has gone, I just feel really disappointed in myself that that's the way I came across, because I've spent years, you know, I set up my campaign 11 years ago, and I've spent all of that time trying to work with the people of Donegal and further afield to actually make the place better, make the world a better place. And my comments over the weekend, I feel I've undone a lot of the good work that I have done. And for that, I can only apologise. And, you know, there's no excuse. I should have, you know, as a speaker, I should have been able to articulate my messages better, and I didn't. And as I said, I have let myself and my team down there, and I completely will acknowledge that. But I just, you know, if there is any possibility of forgiveness out there, I would just remind people to maybe take a look at the stuff that I have done over the years. You know, I'm trying to do good here. The reason I went into politics was for the same reason. It was to continue to help people. And while I can't help everybody, and there is, you know, there is a process when you are, especially working on bigger issues, that it doesn't happen overnight. And I understand people get frustrated if maybe they don't hear back from me straight away or whatever. But I just want to kind of get the message out there that I am genuinely here for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. And although, you know, the election didn't go our way, we still, you know, we had a great number of votes for my first time run. We did have a huge amount of support. And, you know, it would be a real shame now if that support went away just over, you know, those comments that, as I said, were genuinely not meant in the way that they came across.